just used the, here's the title of the message, John. I just used the theme of the VBS because I'm going to be promoting our VBS week. Come see Jesus. And let's, Matthew chapter 17, let's stand for the reading of God's word. Matthew chapter 17, verse 24 through 27. Glad you're here today. Good to have our guests with us. We always pray that our guests will be encouraged by the word of God, and pray that you, anytime you can be around here, to come and be with us. We're always honored to have visitors. It's a blessing to have visitors, isn't it? I think we had 25 people out yesterday knocking on doors, inviting people to church, and we're excited about the soul winning program that's going on. And that's what it's all about. And Brother Rich, when we get done with this VBS, Pastor Dave and I are going to contact you. We get a couple days off. We're going to go fishing one day. Amen. before August is up, before August is done, I want to go fishing one time. I'll have to get a fishing license, but we'd like to go with you. All righty. But this week, we're going to fish for souls. Amen. We're going to be fishers of men this week. Amen. All righty. Look at verse 24. Of Matthew 17. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Doth not your master pay tribute?" He said, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" Peter said unto him, "Of strangers." Jesus said unto him, "Then are the children free?" Notwithstanding, look at verse 27. That's what I'm going to preach from. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast a hook, take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee. Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the people here today. And I sure wish I could be a blessing, Father. Holy Spirit of God, fill me. And Holy Spirit, go up and down the aisles of this church. Help us all to get something from God's holy word. And Father, thank you for our guests and our visitors here today. Please bless them and encourage their life. Help them, Father. Be with them as they journey different places. And Lord, be with Pastor Dave and Tammy as they come home with the kids. We really missed them. And I just pray that you'll be with them. Help them to get this final leg home safely. And Father, now bless the service today. And Lord, bless our vacation Bible school. Lord, unless you come down this week, everything's in vain. Please, Father, draw people and save people. Help us to have a heart to want to reach out to do for others. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. When you read verse 27... I noted that there are seven instructional statements. I noted seven instructional statements that Christ made to the disciples. We're going to go through them, but let me just share with them. We're going to go one at a time. But the first one is, go thou. Second one is, to the sea. We're telling people, come see Jesus this week. Come see, S-E-A. Amen. To the sea, number two. Three, cast a hook. Four, take up the fish that cometh first. Boy, there's a truth. And then number five, open his mouth. Wouldn't do no good if he didn't open his mouth. Then find the money, number six. And then give, number seven, give the money you find to pay the tribute for you and I, Jesus said. I want to look at those seven things today. And somehow, you think, how is he going to get vacation Bible school in there? You'd be amazed what the preacher can get. Well, let's look at that first one. In verse 27, let's look at that first instructional statement that Christ said. Go thou. How many see that? Go thou. In other words, you go. Listen, that's a personal command. Not to someone else, but you go. Hello? You know, our Lord has told us to go over and over into the world to reach the lost. Matthew 20, verse 4. Go ye also into the vineyards. What's the vineyard he's talking about? The world, the harvest field. That's where souls are. The souls are out there. Amen? Matthew 21, 2. Go into the village over against you. We got to go. Listen, we got to go everywhere. All places, not just some. We got to go everywhere to get people. God wants all people saved. Amen? Matter of fact, I was thinking of that scripture over in Peter this week. Don't just stay right there, but let me quote you a scripture. 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. See, you say, how many people does God want to go to hell? None. He wants all people to be saved. Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save them which are lost. That's why we're going to have this big vacation Bible school this week. Because we're going to be preaching the Word of God every night to hundreds of people. And by the way, usually every year, not just kids, but their parents come. Sometimes we always try to encourage the parents to come. We usually get some parents saved during this time. And that's what it's all about. This week is a week that we dedicate every year to reach getting the gospel out to a bunch of kids at one time. Amen? Jesus said to go. He said in Matthew 22:9, Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you find, bid to the marriage. Well, we know that we're the bride of Christ. Amen? And so we're bidding people to come and be saved. Hello? There's a scripture in Romans. Says that we're in Romans 7:4. It says we're married to another, even to him that is raised from the dead. And I'm glad over 40 some years ago I trusted Christ as my Savior. I'm glad I know Christ as my. How about you? Amen. But there's a lot of people that's never heard about Christ. Believe even in America, there's a lot of people that's never come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's why we need to. That's why we need to put an effort this week to sacrifice, to go forward, to spread the gospel of Christ. Brother Mark had just an outstanding Sunday school message today about a false gospel, another Christ, those false cults that teach. But we've got the real thing. As the kids say, we got the real one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got the real one. We got the real Savior. Amen. And so this is going to be a week. Listen, you can't, it says, go ye therefore. Who's go ye? Who's ye? Yuns, y'all. He's talking about yuns, y'all, amen? You. That's what he is. He's talking about go ye. Say this, I am. Ye. He's telling us to go. He's telling you to go get people. And listen, he said, go out in the highways and as many bid them. And another scripture over in Luke says, go out in the highways and byways and compel them to come in over there in Luke 14:23. I'm going to tell you right now, Christians, that's the way you reach people. You got to go out. If we don't go out and get them, you won't get them. You can't find them unless you go. This week, we need to go everywhere. I want to try to encourage you before you, when you leave today. You know, some of you have never passed out one of these yet this week. Some of you have not passed out one flyer. Before you leave today, on your way out, take two or three or four or five flyers and say, God, I'm not going to let this week go by with that. Don't tell me, listen, if you just go to Walmart or Giant Eagle or some grocery, you can find somebody with kids. You can go anywhere. You can go on the street that you live and say, hey, we're having vacation Bible school. Every member of Bethel, you might not like this, but every member of Bethel, if you can walk and talk and you can get out, you ought to pass a few of these flyers out, because unless we go out and tell people, they're not going to come. And we passed out 100 yesterday. Rosie made up 3,000 flyers. Now, I get excited about vacation. I mean, I get the toys up here. I get the bikes. I get the squirt guns. I act like I'm a little kid. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. That's not fair. You're mocking me. And all week we'll be going crazy. Yep. You know why? I don't care. I'll become a little kid, a child, to reach a little. As long as I can reach him for Christ. Let me encourage you. Take a couple of these flyers. Don't let them just sit there. And boy, didn't she do a great job making that? That's a professional job. And to me, and it costs money to do that. I mean, even though we have our own color machine, it still costs money to do it. And you know what bothered me, Brother Mark? I spend that money for Christ, and if we end up throwing them in the trash, that's not a good steward. How many want to be a good steward for Christ? Pass them out. Pass them out. And he says, go ye. So this week, we need to go and find people for BBS. Amen? Listen, our Savior, he set the example for us to go. He did. In Luke 2:49, Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. I think we ought to be about his business. Amen? In Luke 4:43, Jesus said, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. Go, for therefore am I sent. He said, I got to preach because this is what I'm sent for. By the way, that's what we're sent for. We got the same commission, going to all the world. Hello? Jesus said in Luke 13:33, nevertheless, I must walk today. Some of us need to walk today to pass out some flyers. Jesus said in John 4:9, I must work the works of him that sent me. You know what? We need to work the work for Christ. Jesus knew he had a job to do. He really did. And Jesus had an agenda to keep. And he made sure he kept it. You know one thing about Christ? He dotted every I and crossed every T. He wasn't a slacker. Christ, Ruthie, he had an agenda to come to this earth, be born of a virgin, and live 33 years and die and rise again and suffer and shed his blood for our sins so we can be forgiven. I'm going to tell you right now, Christ had an agenda, and he made sure he didn't waste no time. That's why the Bible tells us to redeem the time. Now, I don't know when Christ is coming back, but I do know that he is coming back because he tells me in his word he's coming back. This could be the last vacation Bible. I've been here almost 21 years now. In a couple weeks, I'll be here in 21 years. Can you imagine you put up with me that long? And I know every year I tell you, this could be the last vacation Bible school. And usually when I'm done at the end of the VBS, I think it is my last because I don't think I'm going to make another one. How many sometimes feel like that? But I'm going to tell you something. Josh, we don't know when Christ is coming back, so because I don't know, this could be very well our last vacation Bible school. That means this could be the last time we could reach this community with the gospel, with the VBS program. Now, we've reached hundreds and thousands, I know that, but I'm going to tell you, this is another year. We have another job to do, and we need to be about our Father's business. We need to take this week serious. Amen? Listen, Jesus knew there was an urgency to reach people's lives. He knew there was an urgency to sacrifice himself for others. This should be in our lives too. This week, there should be an agenda to reach children for Christ. Your number one agenda, no matter who, young or old, your agenda this week, say, I'm going to help reach those kids for Christ this week. This week, Vacation Bible School, we need to sacrifice ourselves. Hey, we're going to be tired. The bus workers, they're going to be, that bus is hot and it's long. Every day, it's a lot of work. God bless the bus workers. You're the Marines. You're the Marines. Every day going out and picking up those kids in the hot sun and screaming kids yelling, hello? You're singing with them on the bus, keeping them so they don't rip the bus apart and tear each other apart, amen? You got to occupy till we come, amen? But I'm going to tell you something, Billy, and those kids that come up here at 6 o'clock for this, every night, 6 to 6.30, they'll be doing programs. They're going to be exhausted when they get done. But here's the thing. If you're doing it, listen, you got to have the attitude of Christ and the heart of Christ. I'm doing this for others. I'm serving Christ for others. See, others. See, the Bible says he saved them. He saved others. Himself he could not save. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm glad Christ, when he could have came off that cross. He could have came off that cross. No, if you think those nails held him to that cross, you're a moron. That's a Greek word saying you're, you know, no, you're not a moron. You just don't understand the truth. It was love that kept Jesus on the cross, not the nails. Sometimes I think we forget it's that love. We think, oh, those nails were, no, those nails weren't all. It was love that held him on that cross. It was love that was shedding that blood. It was love that was suffering for you and I. It was love because he cared. We need to get a little glimpse of Calvary this week, and we need to get some of that love in our heart for others. You know, I'm going to heaven. Listen, I know I'm going to heaven because I trusted Christ as my Savior. But there's a lot of people that's never trusted Christ as their Savior. And if you don't go to heaven, guess where you go? Hell. I'm glad someone had enough concern. How many of you are saved? Raise your hand. Aren't you glad someone had enough love for you, enough concern for you, to reach you for Christ? I'm glad there was someone that cared enough about me and gave some money to build a little building out there in McCord Road in Toledo, Ohio. Little French, now it's called Faith Bible Baptist, but it used to be, when I was a young kid, it was called Friendship Missionary Baptist. I'm glad Rosie's dad was one of the deacons. There was three or four deacons, and they actually built that building with their own hands. They gave their own money to put the building up. It was about 25, 30 people when I went there. I'm glad there was a handful of people, Brother Cy, that loved Christ, that loved enough souls, so a kid off the streets of Galena that never knew Christ and was on my way to hell, that was an alcoholic, I'm glad there was someone that loved me and went and did for others. We ought to be like our Savior and do for others. This week I ought to call Vacation Bible School Others. Because you got to forget about yourself this week. We got to care about others. Amen? Jesus cared about others. Number two, Jesus told the disciples to go to the sea. That's not surprising. That wasn't surprising. He told them to go to the sea. When you study the Word of God, Jesus did a lot. Jesus did a lot on the sea. Jesus by the sea a lot. Hello? In Matthew 4:18-20, how many remember Peter and Andrew? The Bible says there he was walking along by the sea, and he called to Simon and Andrew, and he said, come and follow me. And they dropped their nets immediately and followed Christ. He got some of his disciples came from by walking by the sea. In Matthew 13:1, Jesus sat by the seashore, the Bible says. In Matthew 13:47, and I want everybody to turn this if you can, he uses the sea and the fishing net as an illustration about of people who go to heaven. Look at Matthew 13. Look at verse 47. Man, this is something about that sea. Look what Jesus said. Don't worry about the preacher. Look what Jesus said. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into what? Sea. And gathered every kind. See, there's all kinds of people out there, Brother Mark, in the sea. We just need to go to the sea and bring our nets with us, Brother Ray, and throw those nets out in the sea, because there's a lot of fish to catch, Brother Billy. If we'll just go to the sea like Christ tells us, there, we'll catch fish if we just go to the sea. There's a sea full of people out there. Hello? Jesus told the disciples to go to the sea. That's not, he's always about the sea. Listen, I marked this down. There's a sea of people out there that we need to reach, and Christ knows it. Jesus came in Matthew 14, 25. Jesus came walking on the sea. Remember there was a, they were scared, and Jesus said, be still to me. And then Peter said, hey, man, if that's you, Jesus, can I come walking on the water with you? He said, yeah, come on out, Pete. So the Bible says Peter started walking right on the water, just like Jesus. All of a sudden, he started watching the waves around him, and he took his eyes off of Christ, and he started to sink. See, every time we take our eyes off of Christ, we're going to sink. He cried out, save me. And of course, Jesus was there, reached out and saved him. Amen? Aren't you glad he's just a arm's reach away? And then I noted this. In Mark 4:1, Jesus began to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so much that he had entered into a ship. He sat by the sea a lot. He walked by the seashore. He told people, and Brian, he taught from the sea. There was such a great, huge multitude gathering, he had to get inside of a boat so he could teach them all. How many can say amen? And I noted this. We need to get people to come and hear Jesus, and because they came to see and to hear the Christ. By the way, multitudes still need to come and see and hear the Christ. This week's theme is come and see Jesus. Will we help anybody come and see today, this week? Then number three, I got to keep moving, cast a hook. This third instructional statement. He said, go ye, number one, go to the sea, number two, cast a hook. You know, remember what Jesus said in Matthew 4:19? Follow me and I'll make you what? Fishers of men. The hook we need to cast this week is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'll net some fish. We'll net some fish if we just put the hook out. Amen? But it's going to take a lot of people working together. It's going to be people have to go out and get them. People taking phone calls. People getting Baptist bucks. Keep people doing. People making cookies. Listen, look up here. No one's more important than another. We're all fitly together as one big body of Christ. Are you with me? We all have a job to do. We just need to all do the job that we're supposed to be doing. Hello? Notice, I noted this. Will you cast out any gospel hooks this week for Christ? He told him to cast out a hook. You know what? You know what this thing made so successful, Bobby? Because these seven instructional things that he gave, they obeyed all seven of them. The reason they got the fish and the reason they got the coin to pay was because they followed Jesus' instructions. He has instructions in his book called the King James Bible, Holy Bible, for us to do. We'll do great if we just follow his instructions. Amen? And so we need people this week to cast gospel hooks for VBS. Number four. I really like this. Carl, I'm going to have me a blast with this. Some of you are going to chuckle about this as I thought about this. Take up the fish that cometh first. I really like this statement, Brother Martin. Take up the fish that cometh first. We need to focus on those who come this week first. Focus on the fish, the people that God brings to you. We're always looking for a bigger catch. Watch. Don't say, I want to catch a bigger fish. Just focus on over the ones that come to you. Stay with me. I'm going to make this real clear. For instance, let me give you some examples. You're going to say, your light bulb's going to come on in just a minute here. How many of you ever had people call you and a wrong phone number? I've had people, hello, is Bob there? No, there's no such Bob. There's no Bob here. Most of the time we're irritated. But if we would say, oh, that's someone that Christ is bringing to me. No, I'm sorry, there's not a Bob here. But you know, while you're on the phone, it's not an accident that you call me. I think God wanted me to talk to you. Amen. See, come to the first, you might be on the phone calling people all day. Maybe God will bring the first fish to you. Just grab the first one that comes to you. By the way, why I got your phone, you know, I think God had you call me with no accident. Even though it's a wrong number, it's not a wrong number. God made you call me so I could tell you about how to get to heaven. Do you know if you die today, if you go to heaven? You know, hello? And there's never a wrong house to knock on. And you know what's amazing on visitation? And I've done it. I've done it, folks. We'll drive 35 minutes to go across town to go to a house. And they're not home, or it's the wrong house. Well, instead of, there's no Mr. Smith that lives here. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. No. Hello, preacher. Hello, preacher. Preacher. Hey, preacher. Would you wake up, preacher? Would you just catch the first fish that comes up? There's never a wrong house. Hello? Well, you know what? I did come for Mr. Smith, but you know, it's no accident that God brought me here. There's got to be a reason. God don't make no mistakes. I make mistakes, but look, can I ask you why we're here? Because really, there's got to be a reason for God sent me here. If you died today, would you go to heaven? How many times we just walk away and say, okay, I'm sorry. We don't grab the first fish that comes. Let me give you another thought about this first fish. When we go soul winning, when we go soul winning, we'll say, we're going to walk down the street and start witnessing somewhere on one of the street corners or something. Witness to the first person you see and come in contact with. You know, when we're going to go door to door, and we're walking down. We have to walk down the street to get to this one street we're going to canvas. Are you with me? All the time we're walking down the street, people sometimes pass by us. Well, I can't witness to them. They're not on my street number. Am I making sense to anybody? When the God brings us, witness to the first fish that He brings to you. We miss more people. God brings more people into our lives, and we just let them go because we're always looking down the road for the other guy. Is this making sense to anybody? When God brings in a person in your life, that's the fish He wants you to have. Hello? Or at least to witness to. Let me give you this thought I thought about. In Matthew 5:19, when He wins that young man to Christ, the young man wanted to go with him. What did He say? No, go home. Go home to thy friends and tell them what great things I've done for you. How many are with me yet? How many people do you and I know in our family or our friendships where you work and stuff that you have never witnessed to? How many people come in contact with your life, the guy that you work next, the guy that works with you, and you've never witnessed to him? Or your mailman, you've never witnessed to him. Or where you buy gas, you never witnessed to him. Hello? How many are still with me? Some of you have, look, some of you have got family members that are dying and going to hell. Are you listening to me? Some of you have got family members that you know they're not saved. You know they're not saved. And you've never even witnessed to them yet. And they're going to die and go to hell. And you're going to say, oh, preacher, I wish they would have been saved. I'm afraid they're in hell. They're in hell because you didn't love them enough to go tell them. See, there's a lot. If we would just go to the circle, every person's got a circle, they say, every person's got a circle roughly of about 200 people around them. If we would just go to that circle, we couldn't contain people in this church, Bobby. You multiply, if we had 200, we average around 210, 200, right now, 200 people every Sunday. In the morning services. That's 40,000 people. Do you think you get 40,000 people in this building? We couldn't get 1,000 in it. Hello? See, what I'm trying to say is, Jesus said, the first fish. How many fish are we letting getting away? Am I making sense to anybody? Look for that first person. We need to... You say, well, a preacher needs a witness to my family. I'll be happy to give me their name and address, and I will go to them. But I'll tell you another thing. If I was you, I'd witness them before I could get to them. They might pass away. And then number five, open his mouth. I like this. Okay, you caught that fish? Well, open his mouth. Get that person to open his mouth to talk to you. Ask questions, then wait for them to answer you. I teach you at VBS, all those little boys and girls that come forward, even adults. I tell you the main question to ask people when they come forward in the invitation. Here's the number one question you should ask in the invitation. Why did you come? Why did you come? If they don't tell you, I'm lost and going to hell, then they didn't come for the right reason. They came because Bobby or Sue or Bobby or Jimmy, how many are with me? Oh, I'm still going to say, boy, I'm glad you're here. I'm going to be excited because maybe the next day, God, Holy Spirit will speak to their heart. Every time they come, I'm going to try to make it really a special experience for them. I pray for their family, pray for their parents. Hello? Hey, Bobby, you having fun? Hey, Bobby, you having fun? Yeah. How about some good cookies right now? Well, I'm going to pray with you, Bobby, then you go get the cookies. How many are still with me? But when you're out witnessing, ask people, hey, if you died today, you know if you go to heaven or not? And then stop. Let them answer you. The reason we miss a lot of fish, we catch them, but we don't open their mouth. So then faith cometh by, and hearing by the. And once you put a seed in, let them think about it. I have a great thing I got from a missionary one time. I usually use it when I'm in restaurants. The Cracker Barrel people, they said, preacher, you've already got me on that several times. I'll say, hey, when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. Well, I'm going to look. I say, when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to look for you. Will you be there? And just stop there and let them think. No, will you be there? And they say, I hope so. I say, well, no, that's not good. That's not good enough. You got to know so. Heaven's a prepared place for prepared people. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven's a prepared place for prepared people, only for saved people. See, we're letting a lot of fish, and even when we do catch a fish, we don't open their mouth. Get them to think. He that cometh to him, the Bible says in Hebrews, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And is he rewarded them to diligently seek him? Help them to think about seeking him. Don't worry about telling them how great your church is. The church ain't going to save them. Don't tell them how your little pop-and-dole preacher here. I'm not going to. No, just show them Christ. Am I making sense to anybody today? We need to ask questions. We need to ask them, would they like to be saved? A lot of people like to be saved, but they just don't know how to be. And how the scripture says over there, how shall they know unless they hear? Remember in Philippians, remember out in the eunuch was reading Isaiah, and Philip went to him out in the desert, Acts chapter 9. How many are with me? Acts chapter 8. How many are with me? He said, how can I know unless someone show me? He was reading Isaiah 53. And then the Bible said Philip got in the chariot and expounded to him about Christ. Don't expound to him about being Baptist. Don't expound about the church. Just tell him about the Savior. That's all. Folks, hold up Christ. Amen. Ask him. I want you to turn one scripture with me. I'm almost done. We're still talking about open his mouth. Look at Romans chapter 10. Provoke. What I want you to do is provoke thought. Do you know if you die, if you go to heaven? Do you know what Christ did for you so you could go to heaven? Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Let them talk. Provoke them to think and provoke them to open their mouth. Look at verse 9 in Romans 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy, what is the word? Mouth. Open their mouth. The Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm going to tell you, God said open that fish's mouth. After you catch it, get that fish's mouth open. Hello? Can anyone say amen? Amen. Let people get to open their mouth for Christ. By the way, we need to open our mouth for Christ. Then number 6, find the money. I love this. There you go. Find the money. Every person has something. Every person, every one that you catch for Christ has something they can give for the cause of Christ. Amen. I don't care if they're a pauper. They've got something they can give to Christ. They can give their time. You'd be surprised how much people have got talents. You always talk about, well, I ain't got no money. That's good if you got money. That's good. You can. God uses people with money too, but it's not always money. It's time. Some people got talents, man. I don't have this kind of talent, but I'm glad that there's a lady in our church that does. Annie Saylor, she writes tremendous encouraging notes. I don't have that talent, but I'm glad she does. She's lifted my heart up hundreds of times in the last 21 years that I've been here because of her notes. And she put a little Labrador. She knows I love Labrador Retrievers. They're the greatest dog that's ever made, and I think they'll probably be in heaven. And so, but I'm just kidding you now. But I think they might be. I don't know. We'll see. They are the best dog in my heart, in my estimation. But I wrote this down. Listen to me. I'm almost done. It's our job. It's our job to help young converts find what they can give for Jesus. Many, many times people want to do something for Christ. They just need someone to help them to do it. And encourage them to do it, or show them what to do. There's a lot of people, boy, I'd love to do something for the church. But they sit there and no one will ever, there was an associate pastor years ago in Toledo, Ohio, at Liberty Baptist Church. And I know all the preachers in Toledo. I know this brother's visiting today. I knew his pastor there, Brother Sal, Hope Baptist. I was there for 40 years. I grew up there and I built a church there. Still there today, Lighthouse Baptist, 30-some years old. But Dave Luther, at that time, he's not, now he's pastor in Tennessee now. But Dave Luther was an associate pastor. He was a bus man. He was a super church, the Jolly 60s, that we call ABL Club. And Mark, he had a talent. David Luther had a gift to get people into the ministry to work. Because I'm going to tell you, see, I'm out, you know, I'm outward going. I'm a go-getter. I'm excited. But I wasn't always like that. When I first got saved, Colton, preacher was afraid to say stuff. I did not have confidence. I didn't have confidence I could teach a Sunday school class. And Dave said, "Oh no, you can teach." He said, "Here, I want you to drive this van route." So I never did a van route. He said, "Oh, you're gonna do good, preacher. You're gonna do good, Brother Rich." And he'd get me doing that. And then he put me in super church. I said, "There's 250 kids there." He said, "Oh, I know, but you can do it, man." He said, "Boy, I wish, man." He'd always say, "Something going on? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy." I'd say, "What's wrong, brother?" He said, "Man, I got to have a bus driver, and I ain't got a bus driver. I don't know what I'm gonna do." I said, "Well, Brother Luther, I can't drive a bus. I've never drove a bus." He said, "Oh, I bet you could." "No, I can't do it." "No," he said, "Yeah, you can. You've been driving a van for 3 weeks. I know you can drive a bus." And he got more people working in that ministry. When he was there, we had 10 buses, and we averaged right around 300 to 500 every. We had 500 kids almost every week, between 350 and 500 kids every week. My bus alone ran 100 almost every week. Probably averaged 85, 90 every week. Those were good days, weren't they? Those were good days, and we could run those buses like that. But look up here. I'm all done with that point. All it would take was one of us Christians that had been in the ministry for a while just to take somebody underneath our shoulder, underneath our arm, and say, "Come on, I'll help you do it. What would you like to do?" "Well, I'd like to do this." Maybe they could draw. Maybe they could do. You don't know what they could do. But you know what? There's a lot of people in the church, they don't do nothing because we don't get them to do it. Open their mouth, get them saved. And then, remember, there's a coin in there. There's a coin in that fish. Everyone has something of value. Every one of those that you come in contact have something of value that they can be used for God's glory. And it's our job as Christians to get those Christians, those people saved, catch the fish, open their mouth, get them saved, and then bring that coin out. Lastly, this is good stuff, isn't it? Then he said, "Give the money you find to pay for me and you." You know what I got out of that? When you catch fish for Christ and you get those coins out, you use those talents. Remember, Jesus said he didn't have to do it. Look at this. Go back to Matthew. Go back to Matthew 17. I'm done. Matthew 17. And look at verse 27. "Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them." He said, "Peter, we don't need to give, but I'm going to give because I'm not going to offend people." Are you with me? I'm the King of Kings. They ought to be bringing money to me. Hello? I'm talking about Jesus. When give the money you find. When you use those talents that you find with those converts that you bring to Christ, those talents and what they give for God bring glory to God. They bring glory to God, because they were useless. They weren't being used before. They were unused talents. Now they're being used for the kingdom of God. How many are still with me? Use those talents that you find for the glory. God gets glory when we use what we have for Him. This week we should bring boys and girls to the sea, S-E-A, to see, S-E-E, Jesus. And who knows what's going to be in there. I'll pick on her because I always do. But I'm taking my glass. That means I'm really close to being done. One of the greatest couples we have in this church is right here. That girl there, Rooster Ride, our boss. She used to ride in on a bus. Now her and her husband are faithful. Pillars in this church for Christ. And now they work on a bus. I think they run a van, don't you? You kids run a van route? She that once came on a bus or a van, now she's bringing others.
Amen.
If we would have never reached Marlena for Christ, would God be getting glory out of her life?
No.
See, take that coin out. And let's use that coin. Let's use what they got to give for God. Let's use it for God's glory.
Amen.
And so every week now, we're just going to that little fish's mouth and pulling that coin out. Say, God, here's some more glory for you.
Yes.
Amen? Seven things. Seven instructional statements Christ made that I read there. And I close with this statement. Will you do your part to help this week? Bethel Baptist, it's going to take all of us. Go thou. We're going to have kids come to the sea this week. You need to come to the sea here at Bethel. We're going to have this thing like a little water thing. They got all kinds of underwater sea thing. I don't know what all they're going to do to this church, but it's going to be like a sea thing here. Amen? At least that's what Nat told me and Elizabeth. I think they got something going on with undersea. It's going to be 20,000 leagues under the sea or something. I don't know what we're going to do. But it's got a sea, some kind of water theme. Amen? We need to all show up at the sea. Jesus said, go ye, yuns, y'all, to the sea. Throw the hook out. VBS, gospel hook. How many are with me yet? Catch that first fish. Amen. Open their mouth. Get that talent, whatever they got to give to God, use it for God's glory. I got this. Will you be there each night to do your part? Listen, everyone can do something. Wrap cookies, give out baptism. You can do something. And I put this down. Not only can everyone do something, everyone needs to do something. Will you go to the seashore this week for Jesus and VBS? He tells us to go there. In Luke 2:49, Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Shouldn't we have the same kind of heart and the same kind of attitude that our Savior did? This week, every person needs to come to see Jesus. And we need to be Bethel Baptist Church. This could be the last VBS before Christ returns. And every one of us need to be about our Father's business. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, help us to be about your business this week. It's a big, awesome, it's a lot of work. I get scared every year. Hundreds and hundreds of people are counting on us. Every year I get tensed up because I know there's hundreds and hundreds of people going to be coming here. And they're counting on us to represent you. And Lord, I can't pull VBS off by myself. I need every young person to help me, and I need every couple to help me, and I need every old person to help me. It's too big. It's too big a net to pull in. need everyone's hands on the net. It's too big of a job, too big a responsibility without a lot of help. Too awesome of a responsibility to knowing that if we don't reach these people this week, some people will die and go to hell because we didn't reach them. And knowing that America's dying and perishing because the generation doesn't know Christ as Savior. We need to change this generation to know Christ so they'll know how to govern this country in the way God would be pleased. Help us. Help us that are saved to get an excitement this week for those coming. Help us to get excited about doing, caring, sharing, loving others, and Father, seeing hundreds of kids come and know Christ as, and adults to know Christ as their Savior. I know we're going to be tired, but you were tired many days and you kept going. Some might even be hurting, but you hurt all the way to Calvary. And Lord, I just pray that this morning we'd get a conscience that there's a big thing going on this week at Bethel Baptist. We have a role and a responsibility to do the work of God and to do it well and to do all we can while we can. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, the most important thing for any person here is to know Christ as their Savior. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, He loves you today. He died just for you. He arose that third day and He's in heaven. He's coming back. And the Bible says, if you'll trust Him as your Savior, He'll give you eternal life. How many can say, preacher, I know for a fact, I know I'm saved. I know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. You may put him down. Is there any today who would say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I'm saved. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that? I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. I want to challenge you before we pray and we're going to go. Would you just sit, while you're sitting in your pew, would you just say a silent prayer to God right now? God, what would you want me to do this week for Vacation Bible School? I know one man has to fly out tomorrow for his job. He'll be gone all week, I think. How could he help? He's not going to be here. He could pray every day, morning and night. He could pray. He could pray for God to bless the meeting. Ask God, what would you want me to do this week? Lord, help me to care for others this week. Help me to do for others. Heavenly Father, help us. We have a big responsibility in front of us in a couple days. Bring people. Save people. And help us to come with the love of God. And Lord, help us to be filled with your Spirit. And we'll have all the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. Help us just to come with all the fruits of the Spirit that we could be a blessing to everyone we come in contact. Lord, please burden these people even today and tomorrow and Tuesday during the week to pass out those flyers. That someone might get those flyers and call or come in a car. God, this is important that we would take this responsibility as for us to do. Go ye. We're to go. We're to do it. Help us, Father, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come right now.